oil spill contingency plan, paper F. Oil spill contingency plan. The Maritime and Coast Guard Agency deemed the Newport Harbour being a statutory port needed an oil spill contingency plan, also known as the OSCP, if you like acronyms. An oil spill contingency plan is a detailed oil spill response and removal plan that addresses controlling, containing, and recovering oil discharge in quantities that may be harmful to navigable waters or adjoining shorelines. Officers worked with Abner and Allen, who are industrial specialists, to produce the plan. The plan went out for consultation and was then sent to the MCA for approval in December 2017. The plan was approved and is now a live document, which we have with our papers here. Would anybody like to make any comments on this?
As I said, we've always been noting, it is a note the fact that the harbour does now have an oil spill contingency plan, which it hasn't had before. Jonathan and colleagues put quite a lot of work into preparing this. As I said, we've been out for consultation. We worked closely with Cabs Harbour Commission, and one of the things we're looking at doing going forward, as I said, having the plan is having an oil spill exercise to make sure that they are indeed
anybody have any further comments? Andrew.
Thank you, Chair. On page F21, table 3. There's the probability of scenario occurrence. And I was looking at level 4 and it says frequency description high and then describes that as remotely possible. And that phrasing to me, remotely possible doesn't accord with the term high, so as far as I can see. I'm not asking you today to also act as a kind of quantification, but it would be nice to have a broad understanding of of what that frequency actually is. How often would you expect to see over a period of 5 or 10 years an incident of this? Put some numbers, even if it's a broad range sort of thing. Particularly, nobody will be surprised that I was delighted to see Table 10 describing oil thicknesses on water and how you define iridescence has actually got a number attached to it and things like that. These things are very technical, but certainly in risk analysis, I think some degree of understanding of the frequencies with which we might be dealing with those things. More broadly, and I don't know if Table 5, the overall level of risk, do the quite a natural process of multiplying scores of probability and consequence, but that does lead to perversities where things which actually are much more important to get lower scores than things which are less so, simply because the frequency outweighs the consequence side of things. And so we might want to think again about, in the longer term, is there a better way of scoring this kind of risk and then sort of thinking about the plans and the resources we might have to do. Nobody would be surprised I'm bringing up issues of data and stats. But particularly that I think remotely possible doesn't really describe what a high frequency is.
I'm surprised they haven't got definitions. I haven't seen your plan, but normally you'll find there are definitions of those five adverbs that in remote, likely, and all the rest, one in 1,000 years, one in 100 years, etc., etc. In general, It's one in a thousand, one in, over a thousand, one in a hundred, one in ten, and one in a year. That's what's done for most MMO type, sorry, green management organization, I mean, MMO and international IMO risk assessments for marine things. Now, and again, we as a company do these for a lot of navigation risk assessments for ports, for wind farms, etc., etc. And we stick to that, and I'd be very surprised if Alan went using the same thing. It might just not be included in one of their annexes.
Maybe I've just missed it.
What our company does, that is the normal event. Right. But of course, it's very awkward, these trying to put, as you rightly say, it's very easy to work out, not easy, it's quite simple to work out the consequence going to be. But the frequency, particularly in small ports, for instance, doesn't matter if it's collision or oil spill or anything, there's a much more subjective view. And of course, when you multiply the two together to get your risk, the whole thing is driven by your subjective view, which is the number you intelligently pluck from the sky, I think, really, are the nicest way to put it.
The document is due for an annual review, so we will pick that up when we have a copy of the annual review and we'll discuss that later.
Good.
Yeah.
It's
very common.
Yeah.
I have to say, after all, I have absolutely no idea whether this is a good plan, bad plan, or whatever, because it's too technical for me, but I draw great comfort from the fact that it's covered in signatures on pages F6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, all of whom seem to think it's good. So, who am I to disagree?
The trick is the action plan and what you do in when it happens and giving it an exercise and seeing whether it actually works. And making sure that you find it there to do the training program there or training requirement. Or in other words, what the people's training has got to be and who's going to do it, and your exercise plan, how are you going to do tabletop exercises, how are you going to do this, and of course yourselves combining with the cows and even combining with Southampton is a very, very good way of getting around the training. Certainly when I worked as Deputy Home Master for years and years and years ago, we did ours with Southampton. And I think you have cows with us as well. So you're all using the same training opportunity. Being clever, you can actually save a lot of money back to the money thing and to get much, much better training.
Any more questions on that?
I think we just consider or approve the contingency plan.
Can we go vote to adopt that plan? And show of hands.
Okay.
Number 8 on the agenda, future dates and agenda items. To the next agenda, to receive agenda items for the next meeting. Should we do that now?
If you pass it to her.
Sorry,
just in terms of future agenda items, we're conscious that we can't ask and visit in person here because of the frequency of the meetings, the gap in between. It's not always possible for the government to put the points forward and build the matters too. So I wonder whether we should have that standing item on here, which is an update form either the Harbour Master or the designated person. If you have any matters to update you on, rather than assuming that you own to report, and that way there's anything that's urgent you could bring to you, just give you an update and give you a chance to ask any questions without the real answer to a formal report, which would be more necessary in terms of operational issues. it's just a suggestion.
That's in common sense thing, because clearly our specialist urinary sampling will have any frequent updates. Clearly we will need progress reports on items 2, 3 and 6 of the current agenda at least, and then other reports as officers deem fit according to progress that's made. We've seen common sense standing item on the agenda, so that would be good. I'd also like to suggest for the next agenda, Chairman, that we put on the Newport Harbour Regeneration Master Plan, even if it is only to note who has been appointed to do it, and an outline timescale for delivery. That's just the plan, not the actual on-the-ground construction works. So those are 2 points. And of course, the one we've already mentioned, which is the profit and loss accounts, which I think are essential for us.
Sure, yes.
Thank you, Chair. Just depending on the timing of the next meeting, it might be prudent to invite David back, so he's undertaking his annual audit. If David's undertaking his annual audit by the time we have our next meeting, it would be prudent for David to bring the findings of that back to the next meeting, so we can inform members on the progress in terms of the Get Well Plan or the colleagues we're showing. I think that would be David correct from that. That would be more the practice to present that to the board.
Yes, I mean, by coincidence, we pushed your annual audit, because I'm contracted to do an annual audit that people watch for live and minutes and things in the meet in the interim. And clearly, this has been, we've sort of been pushing and pulling at the contract to make it suit you best. I would suggest, since I agree with you entirely, and I suggest that I do the audit. I can't remember, can you remember exactly when it's? It seems sometime next month. I seem to remember. So I think that would be before your next meeting. I normally get the report out within about a week of it, me doing it. So hopefully that would form a nice document for as give you a good sort of baseline from which to carry on working in your new guise.
That's the thing.
Any further items?
Just want to inform from the other discussion whether you want to give us a steer on when you think we should meet next. Obviously, we need to work our everyone's diaries. Are you looking at December or November?
From my point of view, I prefer December because I'm hoping by the time we get to December, my budget work will be sorted, and that will help to inform some of the decisions we might need to make. I think probably we need a bit of time to see some progress on the things that we've just agreed.
So
we're
looking early December, first couple of December, and see if we can fit in there.
I agree with you. Actually, we're further on our working our own budget out. So, we can pick up on that. Yes. So that brings us to the end of our first board meeting. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.